Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
What's up? What's up? What's up, Penny? How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
You have a guest in the studio with you today?
Yes, today we have James from Jimmy D.
Hi
James, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Nice to meet you. I was just saying to James from Jimmy D, thanks very much for lending Push Push some gear to wear in the latest our latest modern video, so they didn't look like we weren't modern. We actually looked all right. Many
happy
thanks.
To help. Anytime.
Many thanks. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the studio, James.
Thank you.
Tell us about your label. Well, Penny, would you like to do this interview?
We've had James up before, and he's quite a friend of the show, so that's always really good.
Good.
But what I thought I'd talk about today is about Fashion Week and about what goes into putting a show on at Fashion Week, because a lot of people kind of see it as smoke and mirrors and kind of this mystical world. Other people see it as like, ugh. You know,
yep.
And I don't think people appreciate what it does for a designer and how much blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, I think we should be clarified too. It's Fashion Week, not Fishing Week.
Yes. Or it could be fishing for clothes.
Yeah.
Let's clarify though. Let's say it is fashion, and so how far away is Fashion Week?
It's like a month today.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I don't know.
The look on James's face right now. Well, no, it was a big gulp.
The whole lead up to Fashion Week, I've been like, we're in July, it's okay, but today is August.
Yeah.
So it's like end of August, so now I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, so you've obviously got a show going.
Yeah.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the official Fashion Week or on the peripherals?
No, part of the official.
Official?
Yeah.
Ooh.
On schedule. Yeah, whole shebang.
Ooh. Who comes along? Who will be there?
Well, yeah, hopefully some friends. I actually had a dream the other night that there was two rooms, and one was like full of like celebrities, like Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, and
they're not coming.
No, I know that. But then the other side was the media, and there was no one there to see that these celebrities were there. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was totally like that. I'm going to have lots more Fashion Week panic dreams, I think, in the next few weeks. But yeah.
But the clothes are all solid.
I hope so.
Yeah. That, all sound.
Yeah.
Definitely solid.
Okay. Good.
What sort of stuff do you make, Jim? James.
You can call me whatever. It's fine. Well, it's mostly a unisex kind of collection. So there's lots of black drapey kind of.
New Zealanders love black and drapey.
They do.
We love
Italia.
It.
Yeah, Italia. Yeah. yeah, but I don't. What? How else would you describe it? Penny's kind of good at.
I guess I describe it as dark and cool and quite street, but it's very sophisticated.
Yeah.
I
hope so. There's a sense of humour to it as well. Like I don't like to take fashion too seriously.
Well, the t-shirt that I've still got from the photo shoot, which I haven't given back yet, is quite anti-establishment,
okay.
I must say.
Okay.
So that's what led to me not giving it back. Well, I can't remember exactly what it says on it, but it's all pretty much, you know, just, do you know the one I'm talking about?
We do try and we're a little bit kind of anti-establishment, definitely.
We like to poke fun at
the concept of fashion and, like, I don't know, darkness as well. Like, it is a dark label, but then I don't want it to be, like, too, like...
Non-D.
Well, that's not a bad, like, comparison. Like,
yeah.
They've stocked my label for years, so they're cool.
I like
people.
Nondi. I think cool. Yeah. Nondi are really cool, but then they do dark well.
Yeah, exactly.
They
And they are quite serious. Whereas James's work does have a, you know, like there was a whole series on kind of donuts and a fluoro pink dress, and I even wore a fluoro pink dress. I purchased
Hold on,
one.
Penelope Noir
yes.
wore a fluoro pink dress.
Mm. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now so how long have you been doing it for?
Oh my god, only like 12 years.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, a hard game to get into, eh? Hard game to kick off from.
I feel like I was pretty lucky because when I started my label, I was working in retail, and so I could kind of just slyly kind of stick my stuff on the rack.
Whereabouts were you working?
It was a shop called Unity, and like back in the day, they stocked like Karen Walker and Kate Sylvester and all the best kind of labels at the time, and it was nice to be able to just go in at that level, like. yeah, sneak my stuff on the rack.
I've always thought that that people who create fashion or create stuff in the rag trade, garments, you almost can't help do it, can you? It's born. You're born to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you've gone, how can I make some money? Oh, it might be a bit of a I mean, you know, that's something you don't see in fashion. You know, see people sort of go, oh, it looks like I'm, you know, you see it in people who fix motorbikes or people who are architects and stuff like that. They go, oh, I've got a bit of a knack at doing this. I might just try and earn some money. But it's a hard ask. It's not all Project Runway,
no,
is it?
Definitely.
Oh my God, wouldn't it be amazing if it was?
Oh my God, cue another nightmare.
The next day you're out.
Designers, you have 5 minutes. What are these pleats? I love Tim from that show.
Yeah.
Barely.
Why
couldn't he come to Fashion Week?
That would be pretty amazing.
But you know why? Because it's something to happen. I said this before on the radio. He's the sort of guy who'd like invite you around to because they have an apartment.
Yeah.
You know, and you walk in and you go, you have something on your shoe. So what's that on your shoe? And you'd be like, oh, shit. Oh, no. Sorry, man. And you'd be like, okay, I need to go.
Yeah.
I love him. I'm just saying. Carry on.
Okay, James, do you think you can tell us a little bit about what goes into creating a show for Fashion Week?
Well, we're doing an off-site show for the first time actually ever, which is kind of terrifying. So usually when you're part of Fashion Week and you're on-site at Fashion Week, you can almost just wheel your clothes in, and then there's a whole team there to look after you. It's weirdly like going in for birth or something. Like there's like midwife there and there's like all rushing around after you. But off-site's kind of a whole nother game. So you've got to, you know, there's a lot of things you have to have everything. You've got to have, you know, clothing racks and steamers and people there. And so there's all those kind of logistics.
Isn't it better though, because you get to build it, you know?
Yeah, well, it's exciting.
I'm not restricted by the cattle call and the next, you know, the round to stage three and then round to stage four and then round to, you know, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's exciting. And also, like, being able to find a venue that kind of ties in, like,
conceptually. So where have you chosen?
Oh, I can't say.
Oh, really?
Nah, you got to have a little bit of, like, excitement and
mystique.
I actually meant to play this one. Why not? Oh, he's gone. He goes, talk about a bitch slap.
Make it work.
I love him. I've got him in my computer. I love him that much. What's his name? Tim Gunn. Carry on. Talk about a bitch slap.
And so all these kind of things cost a lot of money, so you have to go out and work pretty hard to get sponsorship and stuff too.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit of hustling.
Yeah.
That side of
how much hustling do you have to do in news? Because I know, like, making radio, making TV, and being creative in New Zealand means you have to cut corners all the time. You don't have to cut corners, but people expect you to cut corners to make it cheaper for them so they can do the job. You know,
yeah.
Must be. Do you find yourself constantly having to ask for favors for people?
I'm kind of lucky in that a lot of people kind of offer their services. With fashion, it's kind of about like taking a little and making it look like a lot. So so we've got a really amazing venue that does a lot of the talking for us, and I don't know, it's pretty exciting.
Do you have, here's the thing with me in fashion is that I look at fashion parades and I go, oh, God, the same thing again.
Totally.
Ah!
No, definitely.
Stomp, turn, attitude, stomp, finish. You know, don't even get the chance to see the clothes. You don't even get a chance to look at what they're made of or what, you know.
I know, I'm every season we always have like a story and there's always a concept behind what we're doing. And so a fashion show for me is like a chance to actually let people into that world. And the last thing I want is What is my world? Well, I just don't want it to be like a catalog. Like otherwise it's like you could flick through like a lookbook and you could get the same kind of vibe. So I want
especially when you've got Fashion Week where people are, this will be the 30th, 40th show they go to, you know?
Yeah.
For some of them, you know, the important ones, we're going to try and go to all of them. So, you know, it's like, it must be hard to stand out from the crowd.
Yeah, and that part really excites me. Like last year we had like a live poetry reading that opened
our
show.
See, there we go. That's better. That's better than just here, lights go down, everyone claps, and out they stomp.
Exactly.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Exactly, because you said, exactly like you said, they're seeing a lot of shows, and you want to be the one that they remember at the, at the end of the week.
Yeah. I'm sort of imagining what I'd do there for the submarines and stuff.
Submarines?
Hydroslides.
Okay.
Hydroslides, submarines.
Writing this down.
Put down Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Yes. Sasquatches and submarines.
Sasquatches.
You get Swashbucklers as your sponsor.
Maritime
Museum.
Doesn't have to be nautical. Sasquatches aren't entirely nautical, so.
So we've got an S theme happening here.
Yeah, snakes.
Snakes. Okay.
Soundgarden for the music.
Oh,
everyone wearing socks, shoes.
Yeah,
suspenders. Yep. Scarves.
This is pretty much what we do. If you're asking about like how we prepare for Fashion Week, it's this. It's like
ideas. It's ideas. You know, they have to keep all of them. You know
this
what I mean?
Is a non-judgment zone.
I think, as Tim would say.
You know, I have to say, I'm so thrilled by all this and so blown away by it. I mean, many aspects of it are well, not many. Most aspects are really surreal for me. And I'm having a blast. I mean, I won't deny it. I won't say, oh, you know, it's too much. I'm really having a blast.
That's what Tim would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Someone says, can you please dress BFN DJ Jin in some of your drapey clothes to show him he can wear them? Oh,
okay.
That could be interesting.
Tell you what, Jin's a good-looking man, and he's a unique style. And some of the very best music you'll ever hear on the radio anywhere in your life, by the way, just quietly. But I mean, that's interesting. Maybe is that? Do you think
Tuesday
Jin?
1 to 4?
You think that's Jin texting through?
We can check the number after.
Well, I mean, do you dress anybody in particular? Do you do that sort of thing, or do you, you know, like are we likely to see? Say, when I go on Banter with Tim Bat tonight, you know, will I be wearing Jimmy D or
I'll hand this over to my PR representative Penny over here. But I mean, I don't know. I'm a bit shy about that stuff.
How do you get your name out there? Apart from new shows at Fashion Week, how do you get people to know who Jimmy D is?
I guess it's about the customer and who wears the clothing. Like, there's also, you know, on the Jimmy D website, there's Jimmy Babes, and that's kind of like representative of.
Yeah.
The kind of customer, and the people that buy Jimmy D and wear Jimmy D are really passionate about it, and so they talk about the clothing a lot, and a lot of people ask them.
Well, that's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
And so word of mouth and that sort of thing. But of course, these are traditional kind of avenues where stylists will borrow the clothes and do shows, shoots, and things like that.
Yeah.
Singer doesn't give a t-shirt back. Yep.
Yeah. And there have been, you know, and there are artists that borrow clothes for video shoots and stuff like that.
Yep.
That's cool.
I mean, we've had Lord wear some of our stuff, which has been nice.
Jazzy, hey, that's pretty cool, hey.
Jazz hands.
I wore a dress of yours to an award ceremony once, and the whole time I was thinking, oh, it's such a cool shop and Sun Kevin's Arcade, and I bet you that I'm not the kind of customer you'd want wearing your clothes. I'm sorry. Sorry, I just really like this dress.
No,
I'm just gonna take it anyway.
I like anybody wearing my stuff. I don't have like a muse or just a specific person that I want wearing my stuff.
So you do have a stop in St. Kevin's Arcade?
No, not anymore.
So it's all website based? Is that if people want to buy it or do you have distributors?
JimmyD.co.nz, but we're also in the Shelter in Auckland and then 17 stores throughout New Zealand.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Right, so this is going to be a big show for you, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, big.
You're at that stage now in New Zealand fashion where you're at quite a pivotal point. This is a time to really crack
like
into it, isn't it?
I feel like it's time to really kind of ramp things up a little bit. So
that's the spirit. There we go. Yeah, awesome.
And the other cool thing about James and Jimmy D is being based on K Road. He's always worked with other designers like Layla Jacobs and things like that, and they've done shows with Nick Von K and
Micah
and all that kind of thing. So it's a really cool kind of collective of people that are all situated around that
area. Cool. Good people, good folk.
Yeah.
And segue into also James is having a sale with Layla.
Hey!
At the Keep from Thursday?
From Friday.
Oh, 504 very nice.
K Road.
At the Keep.
The Keep.
Yep.
So just back to this gin drapey clothes thing. Someone said, no, he was my bridesmaid. But we had conversations about ethical clothing, and he says he can't wear drapey clothes, but I think he could.
Yeah, I reckon he could.
I think Jin could wear drapey clothes very
like,
well.
I feel like we should do like a before and after or like a makeover.
I think we should do it. Yeah.
Jin, whenever you're ready, brother.
Yeah.
In you come. In you come, Jin. It's time.
And there are a bunch of good people that are stocked at the Keep as well, right? So.
Yeah. There's maybe just Layla's label.
Yeah, there's one in Charlotte.
Okay, so
very
quickly though, James, what sort of stuff? What's in your catalog? What sort of stuff we got? Do you do jumpers? Do you do hats? Do you do
lots of
guys and girls,
guys and girls, unisex, draped silks through to like printed t-shirts, and for me the whole idea is kind of putting a printed t-shirt underneath like a silk dress, but people can kind of go to one end or the other of the collection, and I think, there's something in there for most people, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the website is jimmyd.co.nz.
Yep.
Thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
All the very best for Fashion Week. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see you in the front row, maybe.
Hot damn. Hey.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.